This is completely organic, okay? And what's the key is getting to those sweet spots, okay? And if people very severe COVID, say in hospitalized settings, right? I would start at least 60 milligrams melatonin and 1.5 grams niacin at least. And again, if you still flush, you know, add some more melatonin. It's gonna be hard to tell if the patient's groggy. But again, regardless, it's okay if there's extra melatonin remaining. What you want to do is expedite the queen in this game of chess to be able to let it do its power, you know, and win you the game. I mean, that's your, you know, ace in the deck. That's what niacin is. So that's getting all these pathogens out, pushing everything out. It's preventing this metabolic dysfunction from, in the, say, cytokine storm from ensuing and such and lingering. So another thing for adult acute patients, I said with the glutamine depletion. Straight L-glutamine, right? This clinician, so this adult patients, their glutamines almost have, I explained that before, why that is. When immunosuppressed with this inflammation lingering, and long haulers in many people, and with a lot of the glutamine continues to stay deficient. So, especially for acute patients, I would start like 7 to 10 grams, and say in a long hauler, start like 3 to 5, 7 grams of the glutamine, like kind of as a preset, like a setter. Eventually, melatonin will restore in glutamine. It doesn't hurt though to add a little extra glutamine. Most abundant amino acid promotes glutathione, and you know, just this is a good igniter for them. So I would do this, you know, and ideally everything after meals. I do for protection and general health maintenance, anti-aging, I do after the two biggest meals of the day. If you get these sweet spots, you're not going to get groggy. You're not going to have weird reactions. You're not going to get any caveat, undesired, acute, or prolonged of any kind of negative effects. Without the melatonin, it still doesn't come close to the positive effects of niacin as monotherapy. But with this melatonin now, if you get these sweet spots, you're essentially like, I'm shining my shoe. Jesus, these Converse. So it's like, I'm shining my shoe. Like my body, you know, first of all, I need to get all this off, polish it off, make it look clean again. From the lack of the niacin to be able to do that in life, it's gotten dirtier and dirtier. So I reset it, so then it's, you know, once it's all polished, then you're doing that every dosing. Now say as you're polishing it, something like a severe acute code, you gotta do it harder and overpower. So then you put it like, so once it's, you get feeling great, and this applies to all diseases, I don't have time to go over them all right now, but you can see on the Telegram group, vaccine reversal, one word, lowercase, vaccine reversal. And I think you can see this, some of the success stories. We've only been out now like 1 to 2 weeks, thousands of people. And then we have some samples of testimonials and just a great resource of people in the community and talking about and, you know, guiding people on, of course, and then clinicians, doctors, researchers, you know, all the lords. This isn't some game or anything. And so eventually, once you get this inflammation out and reset and start feeling amazing, what you're doing then is just every time you're dosing, you're just, what your body's doing from food is trying to do that, but there's just not enough niacin. So that's what you're doing every dosing. And what this does is keep ACE2, that GPR109A, in equilibrium, stabilized. Not overexpressed, not underexpressed. That's a surrogate marker of health status, I'd say. And so, you know, what you want to do, you know, take advantage of the dose response of niacin. Because if it's all getting in the cells, you're pushing all this gunk out and getting closer to full recovery. So, you know, let me talk about the other cofactors real quick. This is all in the protocol. I'll just go over this quick. If you do the glutamine, you know, and the glutamine you won't have to do, like, it's just a good boost your first couple days, and then melatonin restore. But, so if you do the glutamine, then take, like, a magnesium glycinate, you can get it from, like, Whole Foods. But, so, like, Amazon and Whole Foods is legit. These, all these cofactors you can get, except MEC, and just Amazon doesn't want to deal with that. That's on them. You know, they're not bad people. So, this vitamin C bioavailable one, you don't want straight ascorbic acid, because it needs fruit veins to get into cells. That's why people take these high doses of vitamin C for no reason, and it can induce toxicity when it hits the stomach. So I take like, so I'll do like the melatonin, and these aren't like in emergency situations, these aren't necessitated. This is, many situations just niacin will be enough, but if you want to fully expedite, you need to get these sweet spots. But so, I would do the, say, glutamine, the magnesium glycinate, one of them, drop the melatonin, whatever it is, wait 10 minutes, drop the niacin, you know, don't be afraid to go up to 2 grams, and, you know, to maintain, I maintain at about 750 twice a day. Also, this is like the real Jenny Craig, and it has, and it's amazing, like, niacin and melatonin has a synergistic effect on being able to expedite calorie burning with exercise. So this makes it so that this is a beautiful blessing because it ties into my research, what I was saying with physical activity and dementia. No one likes doing physical activity. So now we don't have to do as much and as long. But the thing is you wanna eat good to not become underweight or malnourished. So, you know, but you know, as you're, for recovery, you're getting out the free radicals and the gunk and toxins and pathogens and nanoparticles first, and then, like, you know, you become, say, normal weight. Now, if you keep doing, you know, if you continue at a rate where you're not toning out calories more than you're putting in, this is, you can become underweight. So that's kind of the only potential adverse effect of sweet spot niacin dosing. But it's, you know, if that's on you, if you, you know, it's the same thing if you starve yourself and take anything else. So, but yeah, so that's the problem with, you know, losing weight without niacin is that your basal rate to, you know, as you're trying to exercise and work out calories, you just have to eat more to get back to what you, to make you feel good because of the calories you just exerted out doing the physical activity. And everyone knows that. So the magnesium glycinate, so it's like, say if you need the glutamine, do the glutamine, right after, like 5 minutes after that, do whatever melatonin, to get to sweet spots. And then, right after the melatonin, do like magnesium glycinate. Magnesium helps electrical communication of all receptors, including the, quinolinic acid one, QAPRT, which is big in the tryptophan depletion oxidation. So, and also our diets are deficient. So I take like now like one at the night dose. But when you're recovering, like, take one every dose right after the melatonin, and then do the niacin, like, whatever, you know, for recovery, you know, to expedite, say, 1 gram, 1.5, whatever it is. Then right after niacin, do one of these vitamin C's, or, you know, you can also drink a bunch of orange juice or eat oranges, or guavas, and then this B Supreme. B vitamins are just so important to all this too. We're deficient from diet on those. They're not necessarily necessary, but it's gonna expedite and facilitate this whole citric acid cycle, energy metabolism rewiring. And also get this one, it's in the protocol. This is the best one, I think, designs for health, B Supreme. As you see, it's make sure the B complex has niacinamide. So, yeah, and this one has the right, all the right Bs. It has a little TMG, trimethylglycine, will kind of, it will limit homocysteine overload. So, like, I do, like, you know, maybe a gram a day, or 750 milligrams, or every other day. It seems like these methylation issues are because of, say, you know, a lot of things, but they can't be recorrected with just niacin because not all the niacin is getting into cells. But this should help further, and you need the B vitamin. You don't need, but it helps a lot to have B vitamin support. So I'll take like one of these with the first dose. I now do like one every other day with the first dose. Once you get into like 500, 751 gram sweet spots, take one with the first dose every day. Also, a little selenium is good, like, you know, maybe one or two a day for recovery. I do like one every other day. This stuff's great. The Morley Robbins' root cause protocol is legit. Niacinamide will, very clever, sheer must way of restoring bioavailable copper and metals balance is throwing the right bioavailable copper and metals into you. So grass-fed beef, kind of like this, but so grass, this is a great company. You take two after every meal, after you do what I just mentioned, dosing with niacin and the cofactors. Some bee pollen, not too much, you know, here and there. It's Mayuka honey, and it has other benefits. This copper bisglycinate, maybe 2 milligrams, you know, one or two times a day, to your taste. So that's basically, and then NAC is, so NAC, a lot of people really like it. It has a synergy with niacin to promote and maintain mitochondrial integrity. And this, you know, basically entails NAD plus continuing, ADP continuing to be made, and glutathione continuing to be made. It's the most efficient precursor. A lot of people like NAC. I would get to your sweet spot dosing and then, you know, evaluate how its addition is per the protocol. It's also good for kind of prevention of microcolony environments. And, you know, it's for respiratory conditions, people like it a lot. It's not necessary, I don't think, but I think with the melatonin allowing the niacin getting into all cells, then the NAC on top of that with the glutathione promotion in tandem, it kind of is like a tri-synergy. So, you know, evaluate it out. I think it will help a lot with potential vaccine injury recovery and acute recovery and for many long haulers and in general. But, you know, glutathione promotion, this with diseases, glutathione's another side of the coin of, you know, your cellular metabolism growing to crap, metabolic syndromes into, you know, disease conditions, aging, poor health, suffering. So kind of, you know, I hope the dandelion, this from Whole Foods, leaf and root. Dandelion's almost kind of like a mini version of the protocol. It's a good buffer to have in blood. Maybe drink like a cup a day or two here and there. And these electrolytes are good, better than Gatorade. I mean, what else? So kind of the dosing and timing, you know, you want to overpower, you know, in acute case, vaccine injury, and say long COVID with lingering hell. You want to replete these substrates to overpower. Usually, you need to take advantage of their dose, especially niacin's dose response therapeutic action. And that's how melatonin allows you to do that too, and it allows you to have no side effects. The sweet spot dosing needs to be established as expeditiously and hopefully comfortably as possible. But it's like, if you overdo it of melatonin, that's fine. You know, you can, it's whatever says you, you know, I'd say for people to start at least 2,500 milligrams niacin in general. For acute COVID severe, at least 50, 60 with 1.5 at least niacin. And just, you want to then get as fast as, like, if you flush, yeah, I'm telling you, you're going to flush a lot harder without all that melatonin still. But it's like, if you're still flushing hard with a shit ton of melatonin, you need more. That's simply what it means. And then it's like, don't start shorting yourself on the niacin. If you're used to the flush ready, say at 100, 250, 300, you need to also get the niacin full. So it's like, if you're ready, say if you're at, like, I know people at like 130 milligrams melatonin, 400 milligrams niacin, and they're still flushing, still getting broader, and it's But I'm saying, like, I'm like, okay, bump your niacin to like 750. You know, this would be recommended to go over with your primary care physician, of course. You know, but the science says that then hit, if it's 110, 150, you're still violently flushing. So the 750 is going to get used up, and clearly you have a lot of inflammation that 400 didn't. So you want to get this, you know, again, it's like a chemical, treat it, this is an organic chemical reaction. And so treat it like, you know, it's like the degree of the flush. Shit, say even you get to 200, you're still maybe a little less. But you're just not getting anywhere until you get all that melatonin, whatever it is, so that this receptor gets, you know, maximally expressed, so all the niacin gets in, and inflammation and gunk starts getting out. And eventually, you know, and you got to maintain these sweet spots. These higher doses for melatonin aren't going to be required once you hit these sweet spots and continue with higher dose niacin to expedite it. It's eventually that melatonin is going to start, these inflammation is going to get cleared, the receptors are going to get reset, re-nurtured, restructured, even myelin in nerves, in neurons. So, it's just the key is, especially say in the brain, what I just said with the nervous system, is you want to get all the melatonin wherever it needs to be so that all the niacin can address it. And it's what say SARS-CoV did to you in a really hyper-accelerated rate, and what life did to you, but you it doesn't take much to turn it around. And again, they're all the melatonin and all the niacin de facto, if you're hitting these sweet spot doses, is getting used as the work to push out the inflammation instead of you running on a treadmill for 6 days. You know, that would be maybe similar, but that's not feasible, especially in recovery. This is real autophagy. This is real mitochondrial uncoupling. This is real T cell facilitation, inducing phagocytosis, clearance of all sorts of pathogens, particles, toxins, materials. If it's recovery, I would, you know, just, you know, that mantra, like sweet spot, I should be getting to 1 gram niacin too, as I'm achieving the sweet spot as fast as possible. And I would do, you know, for, like, ideally like 3 times a day after meals. But say, you know, you can also do, it's better to do like 2 times with higher dose than 3 with small. And eventually when you're gonna start feeling better, so you're gonna be clearing that, like the hump, like you were going down. But now it's like you're gonna start feeling better when you start clearing the hump, and all this what was causing it is getting released by repleting what was being depleted because of what was causing it. But so, you know, and for maintenance, like also, you know, another thing is getting the niacin in the cells. So zinc. I mean, read the damn literature. Zinc. Is after in postprandial states after you eat if you take niacin, it increases zinc uptake by 71%. Okay, and this is also so like quercetin. You don't need quercetin to get zinc in the cells. You just need niacin and melatonin to let niacin do its job maximally to reset your bioenergetic balance, and then nutrients start flowing. Okay, so quercetin also inhibits a very important PGD2, prostaglandin D2 release mechanism of nicotinic acid, of niacin. Okay, you don't want that. Quercetin's cool from food, you just don't want to overload it. It's not what they say it is, okay? Vitamin D3 also. You're just throwing vitamin D and it's not getting into cells. Okay, the way you get vitamin D, so eat like sardines or caviar, Russian caviar. Go out in the sun when you do the niacin. Don't overexert yourself, you know, stretch, do, you know, brisk walk to sweat a little, 30 minutes out from the sun's rays. Restoring your bioenergetic balance and your HDL boosting and lipid stabilization, allowing HDL to get more fortified in the liver and through bone marrow and immune function. That's what will restore vitamin D, okay? And zinc picolinate is okay here and there. 14% of that is only zinc. The other part is picolinic acid, which is an isomer of nicotinic acid niacin. That's what allows the zinc again to get into cells. But again, you don't even need much. You don't want to overload zinc. It messes up copper iron balance, leads to iron staying oxidized. And, you know, any metal traces, you don't want to overload with metal, but you want to continue bioavailable copper to get into cells and niacin and melatonin. And melatonin staying sufficient. So, also avoid aspirin for the same reason as quercetin, it inhibits the PGD2. And also, you can eat apples and apple products, but the pectin is really high in apples, which again, like quercetin and aspirin inhibits the PGD2. So for recovery, kind of drop apples until you feel amazing. And then you can, you can eat apples still or drink apple juice or sauce if you space it apart like 3-4 hours, not to mess with niacin mechanics. The core ones, niacin, melatonin, I'd say the B complex support, this real vitamin C, a little bit of magnesium glycinate. If for recovery for adults and say immunosuppressed, the glutamine stays deficient. The glutamine's a good, kind of base layer to then have for gut restoral function for them, the melatonin then. And then they'll also, essentially allowing NAD to become NAD plus more because it regulates the NAD SYN1 receptor. So it appears to have also allowed the niacin to get into cells and make the NAD plus in it. A note about niacinamide and butyrate, and so my old rainbow protocol discarded. Melatonin regulates all gut health, intestinal health, gut microbial, synthesis of fibers, say the butyrate, biotics, flora, fauna, all kind of digestive issues, right? So like even gout, gastritis, ulcers, and any kind of gut. If you don't get enough melatonin, you're going to flush and it's going to exasperate, like the acidity of the niacin staying in the blood. It's going to, like, say, exasperate uric acid, make it more acidic. So that's what, and so from the get-go, you want to make, minimize the flush and get to that sweet spot. And then you're then getting out the inflammation, I was depleting the melatonin, and with now restoring the melatonin, getting the niacin, it's no flush sweet spots. And then, so what's going to happen then is the inflammation is getting out and the melatonin from tryptophan is going to restore and more, and then you're going to feel amazing. So, applies to everything. It's like, pretend like you have gout and you don't want the extra niacin to hit it and make circulation more acidic and exasperated. It's not going to harm it. It's just like an acute, undesired caveat, little side effect. It's not, you're still getting therapy, but not how much if there's not enough melatonin. So the melatonin ensures just clean therapy organic at these sweet spots. What you want to do is just keep, you're going to feel better and better and better, say whatever you're recovering from as you drive it out. All right. So, overpower it. And then, for like acute COVID, even severe, it should take like 2 days max. If you establish the needed dosing, max, it could be overnight. I mean, it has been. It could be in hours. It's establishing of the needed dosing. And this is even in very severe situations. And just, every hospital staff should have a, pharmacy where they have pure grade melatonin and niacin. They should start establishing dosing for administration more efficiently too. And again, the protocol, the glutamine, I think glutamine is great for if adults, severe situation, hospitalized setting, also to stimulate, to get, I think it'll help establish that sweet spot more. But if you don't have it, you need this melatonin, you especially need the niacin. So, if you go to our, I've gotten kicked off Twitter, not by Twitter, I don't believe, but by these ivermectin, what's the word, sadist or sadist?
Sadist.
Sadists, yeah. So ivermectin is a big no-no. They've known since April that, first of all, COVID, as I said, with Siphon Storm, could with circulation directly damaged blood-brain barrier. Also, this melatonin depletion is causing leaky gut, leaky brain through the vagus nerve, entry through the blood-brain barrier into the central nervous system. Also, there are people who have maybe 60% of the general population has some degree of this M mutation, which essentially kind of messes up GABA receptors, which are responsible for keeping the integrity of the blood-brain barrier and letting, say, pharmaceutical substances not linger and remain in the CNS. So if this MDR1 is, you know, if you have a genetic polymorphism of it and it's not expressed, or say if COVID itself mimics as if you don't have the expression of it, and also IVM and other substances like statins, ZPAC, HCQ also inhibit this MDR1. So what happens then is you're giving direct entry, facilitating something that has and has a warning that has led to even instant death, but essentially brain damage, neurotoxicity, even before its application for COVID-19 in sub-Saharan African countries, it's induced severe neurological diseases because it's lingering in the CNS, not getting out the blood-brain barrier. And so if you have, especially if you have that polymorphism, they made sure in formal trials, I'm not talking about the unpublished one with this sketchy criteria and it'd be done in mass from, you know, like poor quality data, and it's looking like it's fraudulent data now. Early on, if you took it in mass as prophylactic, it mitigated downstream symptoms of their picking. But what that means is that it's a lousy prophylactic too, if people are still getting it too. But the whole thing is that 60% of the population coming in, even before COVID, they made sure in the formal trials to exclude those participants. They did SNP genetic testing to identify if they had this polymorphism. But they're not. So, but the thing is, they're not giving informed consent about this for general public administration. They give a client of a dog informed consent of this because Collie breed, like Lassie, has is more common in this MDR1 mutation. So, also now with COVID and this spike mimicking as if you have this mutation more and more. And these drugs also, literally they're giving everyone brain damage to some extent. And I know many people I know people who have committed suicide from their ivermectin, and then say also, I'm sure, a mix of the other garbage cocktail repurposed drugs that they're making $25 million a week on as the, for the service to prescribe them for their 4-minute telemed calls, probably high schoolers and call centers. But so these, they've shown no efficacy, and they cry about how, well, we want to get, we want to bring to the center stage, you know, systematically ignored and suppressed treatment options to save lives. Why are you then not saying a word about niacin, especially? Why are some of your colleagues who are applying and toting this FLCCCC garbage repurposed drug protocol, why are they even publicly slandering niacin, notwithstanding the unequivocal clinical and research literature and let's call it case series success that's been going, when these people were interested, you know why? I'll tell you why, because they don't want to end getting $25 million a week is why. So, yeah, these are garbage. It's, the repurposed drug is only good for their bait to get money. If you want to go see some more, it gets really dark and sketchy how bad that is. This ivermectin, these people are, Pierre Corey went to Congress and under oath, or Senate under oath said, this is the cure for COVID and there's no side effects whatsoever. You get it? So there was an underreported conglomerate of side effects before COVID coming in with IBM. And there are other, I mean, they're now adding an anti-androgen and some other anti-parasite that hasn't even been tested that has serious side effects caused like osteoporosis, anemia, infertility, gosh, the phlebotomy has a suicide label. Black box FDA suicide warning. It can cause serotonin syndrome, psychoses. It's depleting melatonin by inhibiting serotonin and fueling tryptophan depletion and oxidation more. So it doesn't even, it's not even an intuitive treatment strategy. And they want your kids on this. I mean, these people are evil. And I think that also that people taking these garbage repurposed drugs by this MDR1 inhibition and allowing facilitation of them spikes into the brain, I think this is also it's making these vaccines, which are, you know, not optimally safe and effective as touted, but it's making them look even less safe and effective. It would be interesting to see the data of how many with vaccine injuries or breakthrough cases were on these repurposed drugs that they touted were going to stop vaccines. And speaking of which, now it was the COVID crusher, and now it's this whole time been a bridge to vaccines. So, you know, FDA's, what they're warning about, I don't think, the fact that you're excluding people with this genetic mutation from trials, making sure, but you're not telling that, because if this mutation is literally like, this is going to induce neurotoxicity. And there's no clinical efficacy. All their data coming in is manipulated and poorly meta-analyzed. It's a freaking joke. I'm not even going to get into all that. I mean, it's the neurotoxicity has been a huge issue. And it's not just getting the ones for horses or animals. It's the one they're prescribing you to. It's the same damn ivermectin. The fact that they even try to compartmentalize the two as if there's some kind of, like, that's rationale or something, that they're doing something right and there's a difference between that, is just absolutely amateur and disgraceful. And people who promote that crap, they don't even, it's like people who say, you know, at least people who took the vaccine or promote the vaccine, many of them don't know about Niatonin, right? Many of them don't know about Niatonin. And they're receptive now. They're seeing the signs. They're seeing it's helping people. They themselves want more immunity, right? You know, so they're receptive. But this, with ivermectin, they know it's healing so many. They see all this unequivocal evidence, and they don't just, as they say that they're so mad about ivermectin being censored, that they manipulated and pretended like it was this COVID crusher, as a red herring, maybe to give everyone brain damage. Maybe they're probably too clueless to even know this. This is how reckless of this operation is. But the fact that they, you know, fans of them, they don't look at this evidence that's objective, and other elite researchers and clinicians, you know, disentangling it and showing them this, and they're just basically, but then they get mad about people not seeing, you know, the truth about how not as ideally safe and effective the vaccines are, and ignoring and overlooking the damage from them. They're literally doing that with their own ivermectin and acting like it's the cure, when it's just, there's no efficacy in all their other garbage drugs, and you're just exasperating further suffering. And so, you know, and they're not about telling you about anyways, this shit is real here. What I've identified is, you know, what I've been looking for since my dissertation, really, and, you know, really my whole life, but especially with the COVID, and it was, the niacin was like that hammer. But thank goodness I found out the melatonin, as I've explained here, I hope clearly, is, you know, what allows niacin to do its justice, and what allows us now to incorporate his miracles into our life, all of us, to our benefit. And so, you know, check out, please, our Telegram group, because these IVM people, they, like, you know, got me all riled up, and baited me, but they've been doing it for weeks, and I guess they designed some program to alert other people to, like, mass report me. Like, someone was saying I was a grifter, CO2 Hitler, on Twitter, I believe, who was promoting IVM, I saw. You know, it's like, you're a grifter, and I'm like, report this freak off Twitter. So then he did a OP run thing, program, to them, like, it flips out, you know, Twitter and their programming code has, you know, if you get this many reports for this harassment, for saying freak or whatever, in X amount of time, it automatically suspends. Alex Berenson last week also was about to, you know, detail about how this is really odd, how the FLCCC and IBM and other frontline doctors, you know, what they have is, it's like they keep, you know, he was worrisome and trying to acknowledge put it into light is the true caveat of that, that's, you know, these people might just be doing this as a racket to get money, which is what they are. And so he got suddenly suspended. Nonetheless, it's not important. Go to my Telegram, the group Vaccine Reversal, one word, lowercase, Vaccine Reversal. You'll see a great community there. I might eventually get a Twitter later. I'm also on Facebook. And you'll see the protocol. You'll see testimonials. You'll see just millions of studies that I wish I saw on my Twitter because I haven't kind of organized. I need to write a manuscript, like a piece, a big paper. But it's, you know, I'm not going to spend months when I can spend months getting this out to the people. And so, yeah, and also, like, this isn't any health or medical advice. This is, I'm disseminating to you what I've elucidated from the most elite health science, clinical and research literature, and my own research, and application with doctor's consent and monitoring of real humans, individuals. And so, you know, this stuff's real, and if you want to end COVID and advance public health for a civilization and you know, so much more, please just check it out. And you'll see how real this stuff is, and it's very futuristic. I hope I broke it down formidably enough. Thank you.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my excitation, good, 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 good vibration, good, 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 excitation, good, 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 good vibration.
Good.